Catherine Woolnough, Sparks Program Officer. Thank you so much for joining us here at SBS Radio today.
Thank you for having me.
Today we'd like to ask you a little bit about the programs that Spark offers for the newly arrived families and particularly children.
Yeah, definitely. That's precisely what we do. So I should mention that Spark is part of the St Vincent de Paul Society in New South Wales, but people might know us better as Vinnies. Mm-hmm. And as you suggested, yeah, we work with children and families who are new to Australia. And really what we do is we just help them to feel that they belong to our community. So we mostly work with refugee families, particularly in Fairfield, Liverpool and other parts of Western Sydney. And sort of how we do this is by working with primary schools. And that's really because primary schools are already really great places for community, and we just want to help new families to connect to those communities.
I have particularly noticed the bilingual book club that you offer. So how did this particular program start?
Yeah, so that one's a really interesting, enjoyable program. So for a long time, we have been in primary schools largely working with the children. The schools have been excellent hosts in letting us come into their space and run different fun activities and workshops. And more we want to focus on working with parents and really helping them to help their children and to empower them by either giving them skills or giving them access to resources. And know how important it is for learning to happen not just in the classroom but also at home, and the schools are always promoting reading at home as being a really simple way that parents can help their children to learn. But what we were finding with the families we were working with is that they felt they really couldn't engage in that activity because the books that the children were bringing home from the school library were often in English and were often at a reading level that was a bit harder for mum or dad to assist with. So what we do is we invite schools to extend their school library to not just the children but to allow parents to borrow from them. And then Spark supports those schools by providing books that are a bit more culturally appropriate. So we provide what's called a bilingual book. So that just means that on every page there are English words, the story's in English, but it's also in another language. It could be Arabic or Farsi or Dari or Karen, Somali, Hindi. We have lots of different languages. And it just means that more people can use that book and they can use it in any way they want to. So they could read the English, they could read the other language, they could just look at the pictures and have a conversation. It's just about making more people to have access to that opportunity to read with your child and share a book with your child.
Sure. So these programs, do they run in a selective number of schools, or how do you select the schools that you present these books at?
So we have a relationship with a number of different schools in Fairfield, Liverpool, as I mentioned, and a few other places in Western Sydney. And it's really a conversation we have with the school and with the school community, maybe the PNC, about what of our programs would work best in that school. And the book club is one of our newer programs, and we're still sort of in the trial phase. So we are trialling it at three schools, Parramatta West Public School, Liverpool West Public School, and Marsden Road Public School, just to try and to see how parents respond. And then we'll consider sort of expanding it if there's the need and if it's possible.
Well, definitely there's demand. I'm after Kurdish books and they run out, right?
Definitely, yeah. It can be really tricky for families to find these resources. There are places in the community they can go. They can go to their local library, which often has a bilingual range.
Yeah.
And there's also a few bookshops available where you can get these books. But it is hard for the parents to know where to find them. And by bringing them into the school, and often parents are visiting the school 5 days of the week, it just makes it a lot more accessible.
Definitely. So what the feedback has been to you from parents as well as children?
Yeah, we've had really good feedback. It's been a really popular program. Surprisingly, in some schools more than others, I guess because every school and every school community is a little bit different. But what we found is that parents are just really excited at the opportunity to access books and books for free. So we, similar to a library, just have a borrowing system where parents can take the book home for a week or two and bring it back so that another family can borrow it. So that's certainly been a very popular aspect of the program, but also just the diversity of books. they sound really, really good. So we have books that are aimed at children who are very, very young and very new to reading, all the way up to sort of more complicated picture books that delve into some more, I guess, old issues and folk tales. We have also found that there is an interest just for books in English, so just parents wanting to read to their children in English just as much as their home language. So that's something to think about too.
Do you have plans to expand this program and maybe be available at more schools and have more resources or more books as well?
It's certainly an option. We would also really like to see that schools in general sort of take on this initiative themselves and really build it into their school libraries. So to have parents accessing their school libraries, and also just to make sure that their book selection is appropriate to the families at their school. So that's really our long-term goal. So how I sort of see that happening is we can bring our books and our book selection and help libraries to start that up and get set up. But ultimately, the best thing would be if schools could take this on as their own initiative, and that way it's sustainable and can last forever.
Sure. So do you find it easy yourself to find these books, or is there a certain place that you can buy these books? I mean, do you take donations if people are, you know, have these books and would like to offer them to you?
So it is a bit of a challenge to find the right kinds of books. For a long time, it's been quite easy to find books in languages like French and Spanish. But languages are appropriate for the families we work with, like Arabic and Persian and Dari. It can be much more niche and hard to find. So we do have a page on our website if people are interested in to know where to find these books. We have a little list we've compiled from online retailers. And those online retailers are all around the world, and they'll post to Australia. There has also been a community bookstore that's recently opened in Fairfield called Lost in Books on Harris Street, and they have a great collection of children's bilingual picture books, as well as a whole host of free community events and workshops that they run, which is a really exciting initiative. So there are places locally that you can get these books, but more and more often we are finding you have to go online and do a bit of Googling to find the right kind of books.
Sure. Well, Catherine Woolnoff, thank you so much for your time and for explaining all about Spark's various program for newly arrived families and children in particular. Thanks again for speaking to us here at SBS Radio.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
SBS. SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS
Radio.